Home Chair Melissa speaking.
Yes, hi. Hi, my name is Madeline Wimberly.
Hi, Ms. Wimberly. How are you?
Okay, I'm trying to find out what's the holdup with receiving home care.
So we're waiting for the authorization from your insurance. I was actually just in a meeting. We were looking at your case. I think there's maybe some things also that we're missing from your caregiver, but pretty much we would need the authorization from your service coordinator. Have you been able to reach her for the request?
I called her, and she's saying that that the something about the assessment, you guys said an assessment has to be done or something before you guys send it over to her.
So that makes absolutely no sense, because any assessments that have to be done,
she is not doing her job. I keep complaining to Keystone that I want somebody else, because the young people, I'm older, and I don't want no young person that's not doing their job.
Yeah, because
she's not doing her job, and I keep complaining to Keystone about this girl. She's not doing, it's holding everything up for me.
No, so what
you
I'm going to do
saying?
Is, no, 100%, because she sends us an email, and she says something about that you need a new assessment, and she's asking us if she can submit the auth without the assessment, and we're like, how are we supposed to know? That has nothing to do with us. So what I'm going to do is...
No, you can send the authorization, because previous agencies I had, with previous caretaker, my daughter's just my new caretaker. I had someone before her, and they didn't need an assessment. They said they just needed a waiver sent over.
Correct. So anything that gets, if an assessment has to be done, that's usually Keystone. We don't do assessments or anything
like
that.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
it has nothing to do with you guys.
Correct.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is I just stepped out of the meeting to take your call, because I know that we're waiting to see what's going on. I'm going to give her a call to see what is happening. If I don't get her on the phone, I'll call Keystone and get a supervisor on the line and see if they can help.
Yeah, this is a new girl. I had someone else before her, and she was just as worse, and she was young, and she went and had a baby. And this girl, I've been very patient, because when I had a surgery done in December. This girl rescheduled three times to come out to my house, and I was okay, it's December. I'm very patient. I said, it's December. It is flu season. She kept saying my children are sick. And I said, I had children, myself, and, and everything.
Yeah.
So I understand. And she finally comes out a whole month later, after I had already had the surgery and everything, because she kept rescheduling. It was just a mess with this girl. Been a mess ever since. Very frustrating.
No, I totally get it, especially if you have to depend on them to do what they're supposed to do so you can get the
exactly,
you need.
Exactly.
So what I'm going to do, Ms. Wimberly, once I'm done in my meeting, I'm going to call her, see what's going on, and then I'll also reach out to the supervisors to get this done. Hopefully we can get this done as soon as possible. And I'll call you back to let you know what happened.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
have a great day.
Thank you, too. Bye.